Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. In this video, I'm going to talk about why Reform United Kingdom will not win the next general election. I remember until a few months ago, there were predictions that Reform UK was going to absolutely run away with the next Westminster election. Now, people want to hold their horses because, of course, it could be 3.5 years to the next general election. The next election in the United Kingdom is going to be held, I think the deadline's like 4th of August, 2029. Now, parliaments almost never go full term, called a bit early, especially if conditions are favourable to the governing party, advise the monarch that there ought to be a dissolution of parliament, which will cause a general election. I know there was that fixed terms Parliament Act, but and even then that allowed for the House of Commons to call an early one by a two-thirds majority. So only once was that fixed term adhered to. It's since been scrapped. Reform UK, I thought initially that they peaked with, was it 14% of the vote in the 2024 general election, but they hadn't. I realised obviously peak Reform was last year, it was 2025, when in many polls are getting 31% of the vote. Now they've fallen back considerably. Now it depends which poll you look at, but the polar polls is about 24%. And you know, obviously, you know, they can go up and down. These things fluctuate. But there's been a certain trend for several months. And it's true that could reverse, although I don't see it myself. So partly because the Conservative Party was widely loathed. That was it. It's far too early to forgive the Conservative Party for even some Conservative voters and a lot of floating voters. So people became disaffected from the new Labour government very quickly indeed. And a lot of that redounded to the advantage of Reform UK. Moreover, Reform United Kingdom, they connect with some people who hadn't voted for a few elections. I remember about a quarter of those say they're going to vote Reform UK voted Labour the previous general election. So they've got to hang on to those by not being too economically right-wing, by not seeming like the Tories in disguise, because there's a visceral detestation of the Conservatives from some old Labour voters. Why is there reform between Reform UK and the Labour vote? Partly is sort of anti-establishment, is anti-elite prejudice, is resentment, is the politics of envy, and so on. And coming back to Reform UK, so they're slipping in the polls already. Now, you know, Labour at about 19 points, the Conservatives at 18 points. Now, remember, Labour was actually coming third, now they're coming second. But these opinion polls, they tend to overrate Labour and underrate the Conservatives. But, you know, so the Conservatives will almost certainly do a bit better than that next time. They got 24% of the vote in the last general election. Labour got 34% of the vote. And nobody in his right mind thinks that Labour's going to get 34% of the vote. I know it may appear to be a fool's errand to try and predict it this far out. But, you know, so Reform UK is going to be a major force. Even though they slip into second position, possibly the third position, they'll likely get tens of seats. You know, they got five of the last general election. They picked up one in a by-election. They've had, is it, four defections in the Conservative Party. And indeed, but one of the Reform UK's MPs has left to form his own one-man band. I can't even remember what that party's called. Was it Restore Britain or something? So, you know, there will be a significant force. Even the most optimistic projection from their point of view didn't show them getting 326 seats to form a government. And people were saying, should the Conservative Party form a coalition of them, offer them confidence and supply? Kemi Badenoch rule that out. She had to. If she didn't, she would look like feeble and sort of admitting defeat already, and so on. And those who've advocated for that, Suella Braverman, Robert Jenrick, they've joined Reform UK. So those who are Reform UK inclined within the Tory party have left already. They're not going to win. But one of Labour's best lines, because Labour's been so underwhelming, was vote Green, go Teal. Labour, they'd hemorrhage support to the far left, the Green Party, to some extent the separatists in mid-Britain and North Britain, and not so much the Liberal Democrats. I mean, the Liberal Democrats barely squeak in this parliament. So it's a damning indictment of Sir Red Davy that with a widely hated Tory party and a Labour party, which has disappointed people very bitterly already, the Liberal Democrats have not been able to make any headway. But you can see this special sort of bar graph, which shows you all the councillors as they were, say, in 2024, and all the councillors now, as in where the council wards have gone in these council by-elections, a councillor resigns, dies, or whatever, and how at that level, Lib Dems have done okay, but Reform UK have really broken through. Labour has lost loads of seats. The Conservatives lost loads of seats. There's no Conservative recovery at that level. The Greens have gained a few and things like that. Now, I know local elections aren't such a good guide to general elections because they're, to some extent they're about local issues, but people don't compartmentalise. People sometimes vote on national issues at local elections and local issues at national elections, as in it's an issue only decided by the local council, but people are going to vote for Parliament based on that, and vice versa. And it's to do with the individual candidate. I might say I'm a floating voter. I'll vote Labour at my local level because I like this Labour candidate. But the general election, actually, I prefer the Reform Party candidate and I'll vote for her or something like that. Okay. So, but it's some sort of guide. And the other problem thing with looking at the local elections is a turnout at about 30%. So that doesn't translate that well into general elections when, you know, turnout might be more like 65%. And obviously, low turnout particularly hurts the Labour Party. Am I too bright? Am I like a ghost? Something like that. Can you see me? But I'm not blinding you. Okay. So there's a theory. So Labour was going to say vote green, go teal. Don't indulge yourself in voting for the extreme left, because that all that will do will put Reform UK in Downing Street. We must prevent Nigel Farage becoming Prime Minister. And Farage is one of the very few with a sort of net approval rating. I know those who detest him, but those who love him. Starmer, nobody loves him, probably not even his own wife. A lot of people abominate him. He's the most unpopular prime minister ever. So he's completely uncharismatic. He's going to be gone quite soon. Labour will have a more popular leader. They can scarcely get a less popular one. Even Angela Rayner, stupid though she is, despised though she is by the general public, she is relatable to some people. That's why she did that TikTok video for having her hairdo. But as Reform UK is falling back, Labour's best attack line is not working so much, that if you don't vote for Labour, you risk a Reform UK government, because Reform UK as a threat has receded. Moreover, Labour's actually got a handle on legal immigration. I know illegal is going up, so that's a drum that Reform UK is going to bang louder and louder near the general election. People are less concerned about that. And maybe that'll finally filter through. People are a bit dim, don't really get statistics. It's about the Ulster conflict. And people in the mid-90s thought it was just as bad as ever, and it wasn't. You know, 1972, 500 people got killed in that conflict. By 1997, it was about 20. So, yeah, it was still bad, but it was hugely better. But some of the public didn't realise that. But nevertheless, there's not so much immigration. It's down to a sensible level. Net 200,000 a year, yeah, it doesn't bother me. So Reform UK are not going to be able to do that. And a lot of people say they're going to vote for them, don't usually vote, may well not turn up. There'll be some internal rows. Midterm, as a minor party, I know they're big in the polls, but the very first one MPs, people go for that. When it comes to general election, say, come on, it's a two-horse race. Either the Labour or Conservative can form a government. Who do you want? And that will help them a little bit. Reform UK will fail in local government a bit, much like the Greens will fail to deliver a bit their overly ambitious promises. And YouGov did a fascinating poll, say, supposing it's a two-horse race in your seat, and if Reform UK could win or the Liberal Democrats, who do you favour? And the Lib Dems come out much more popular. Suppose it could be Reform UK or the Greens. Who would you favour? And again, Greens are more popular. It could be Reform UK or the SNP, and the SNP is way more popular. Every single party lineup, right, Reform UK loses. So even if the Conservative Party would win, a lot of those who are not don't like the Conservatives, but it's the lesser of two evils. So the only ones who keep Reform UK out, some floating voters will vote for them. Yeah. And so that's why Reform UK are going to find it very difficult indeed to get anywhere near 326. And I'm saying about 100 at the moment, which would still be amazing from them. And I suppose that will run out of steam and crash. And if we're looking forward not to, say, 2028, but something like 2032, that's where they might crash from, say, you know, they're on 24% of the polls now. I'm predicting they get maybe like 18% of the general election next time. But the one after that, much lower, like 5%, and go from, say, like 90 MPs down to about 3 or something like that. We shall see. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Then any PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.